album.
Donald Duck. Welcome to the show, WTCM News Talk 580, as we play the original intro of the Mickey Mouse Club on today, our travel conversation day with the Travel Authority. This sounds like it's from the 1960s because it's pretty... Do you know all the words?
I don't know all the words, but I know a lot of them.
Yes, it is. This is very special. Bonnie Pintozzi saying, hey, do you have some Mickey Mouse music? Because it is a very special day for the world of Disney on this Travel Authority Day, right?
Yes, it is. We're saying happy 90th birthday to Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
And that was that big screen movie, Steamboat Willie, November 18th, 1928. And Mickey was that global ambassador for Disney. And then the Mickey Mouse Club came on board, the Mickey cartoons, all those things like that. And the rest is history because we now know how worldwide and everything. So 2018 is Mickey's birthday, and they are going to celebrate it in so many different ways around the world.
So they don't celebrate just the day in Disney. They celebrate the whole year. This is 90 years, right?
This is 90 years. So what the party is kicking off today, March 7th, it's called The Happiest Show on Earth. It's a runway, believe it or not, fashion event featuring Mickey-inspired collection design couture. Okay, ensembles, little outfits there. And then the show is going to have an opening ceremony in the spring, runway shows and fashion week, believe it around the world too. And then what they're doing also is they're just going to talk about, Disney in so many different ways. And of course, the Walk of Fame is there. The story of Minnie Mouse is going to come out too.
Interesting.
Who is sharing that milestone anniversary. And then what's happening, too, is think about what the parks are going to do. Think about all of the Disney parks and resorts around the world as they celebrate Mickey's 90th. And there's a lot going on around the November 18th time, too. Marking the actual day, there's going to be commemorative photos, merchandise, all the different things that date back in the late times when Mickey Mouse was just kind of growing, the Disney on Ice. We forget the Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
That'll be a saluting it as well. In France, I found this interesting. There's going to be 38 design and art schools. They're going to take part in Mickey is Art. It's a unique contest. Students will craft works of Mickey inspired by their favorite artistic moment. That winning design will be displayed this summer in 12 major train stations in France and for sale this September at a gallery in Paris. So you can see what those milestones are doing. The Disney publishing is coming up, the official fan club stuff. All the archive information is going to be out there. All the D23, all those different movies, all of those things. And it all really goes back to the release of that first Steamboat Willie movie on November 18th.
What an incredible icon Mickey Mouse has become for children of all ages. We're talking 90 years of Mickey Mouse. Interestingly enough, though, Mickey's story actually started with another character. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney started in 1927. He created Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. And that was for Universal Studios, and it didn't secure his future. So out of almost spite, he created Mickey Mouse. He worked for hours and hours and shortened the ears and made him a little fatter and actually called him Mortimer Mouse at first, but that didn't fly. But I think that's kind of amazing, though, is that, he had created this other character that was very successful for Universal, and it didn't make him successful, though. So then he created Mickey Mouse, and this is something, people recognize Mickey Mouse in all of the countries of the world.
Yes.
It's just become a symbol of childhood, really.
Childhood, and even, it's come into this being where this is multi-generational, but yes, it's adults, everyone is doing. You have the Disney cruise, you have all the things going on out there, but it really goes back to this little movie where this little mouse
It's just whistling.
It's whistling away. And then you think about the theme parks and you think about the music, like It's a Small World and all those things like that. But all of the movies, and even with Disney Company, is, you know, the Star Wars, Avengers, and all those things like that. So we have all grown up with Mickey.
Right.
And he doesn't age.
No.
Neither does Minnie. It's amazing what they look
really
like
good.
Today. They look good. They're looking good.
I find it fascinating, too, because, you know, when we think about Disney, and of course we think about the parks and about, you know, you're taking your kids on a Disney vacation, and and all of the movies that they've created and all of the other, I mean, they just purchased Star Wars, you know.
Right.
So they're very, but they've always been very big in the world of technology, and even Steamboat Willie was the first to feature synchronized music and sound effects. That's a huge breakthrough. And that's something that Walt Disney did. So we don't usually think about that when you watch Steamboat Willie and you're like, okay, it's a mouse that's whistling. But the fact that the music, he's tapping his foot to the synchronized music, was a breakthrough in its time.
It was. And, you know, the memories that we've created through a lifetime. And I have to talk about Tammy Sophonia in our office in Traverse City. You know, we all look at Tammy and we say, why do you constantly go back to Disney?
She is the Disney expert.
Oh my gosh, she's 90 times to some Disney property around the world and things like that. But you should see when Tammy has a mother or children or somebody coming in and saying, we want to take our family to Disney World or wherever they want to go on a Disney property. And she, you don't need a brochure when you're sitting with Tammy. Tammy is taking you through the entire experience of what it's like, what you're going to be doing, all the different things you can do. And some of these little people walk out of our office with the biggest grins, or they come back and they tell us about their surprise trip that they're going down on. We even have families are putting T-shirts together when they go away on a big trip like that and things like that. But the joy of watching somebody go through that, and Tammy is so good at it.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing thing. I almost want to say happy birthday, Tammy, at the same time as Mickey.
Interestingly enough, it's 90 years of Mickey, and she's been to Disney 90 times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a lot to say.
And that won't stop, because now we're moving on into this, and I'm sure during these celebrations, it's going to be quite fun to go down there and do a lot of this. But I would be remiss, because the party kicked off today, and we're a part of it.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Well, so. And so, I mean, for the folks out there that maybe haven't been to a Disney, and we've spoken to Tammy Sophonia about this before, Disney, just like a lot of the films these days, there's something in it for the parents as well.
Yes.
And, you know, because you are the parent that has to take your kid to see all of these movies and watches even, the Mickey, the Disney Channel or the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I know my 5-year-old niece is really loves that one. And there is something to be said that you have to entertain the parents a little bit too. That's the same with the theme parks, if not even more. Adults have just as much fun as kids.
Oh, absolutely. In the downtown Disney area, and if you haven't been to Disney in quite a while, especially Orlando, the changes and the things that keep being added to it. We definitely, it's not always that we have couples. We have friends of groups of people who come in and go, we're all going down to Disney. You know, we want to enjoy that. And a lot of times they'll do a combination of the Disney cruise and then, you know, spend a few days, you know, at the Disney park in Orlando. It is for all ages. It really is. And there is something for all ages. And I think that's why it keeps giving as much as, you know, it does year after year after year. Because it's not stagnant. It's constantly evolving and constantly adding things that just are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So happy birthday to Mickey.
Happy birthday to Mickey.
You're still so fine. Even after 90 years and you
still
got yourself a nice
gale. Right.
Look at that.
You know, it's fun. We've done something with celebrity cruises throughout the course of probably the past year. We've had Peggy Glick on. We've had Alicia. We've had them all coming in. Remember when The Edge, I mean, this new ship that's coming out in November of this year, the big reveals, there was always that, they revealed, you know, that one section, or they did another thing, and it was really quite fun watching. Now the next thing that's come out is the Edge wants guests to explore the world without leaving the table. Oh, my goodness. The dining experience on this ship that's coming out, which is like a one of a kind that starts sailing in November, is amazing. I can't elaborate. There's pages and pages of different restaurants on board, but they have done things that are so very different. So the dining experience was another reveal, which was quite fun to take a look at. But, you know, that was that also that floating off the side of the ship where this it looked like this.
Oh,
big,
yeah.
Yeah. Remember that? It's not something where you travel on it. It travels up to you and it extends.
Is it like a floating bar or
something?
Yeah,
it is. A restaurant bar area and you can just sit out there. They just have taken the edge to a whole different experience. So that is starting sailing in November. And so it's doing some alternating Caribbean destinations. It'll be doing the Mediterranean. It'll be doing Europe. So it's going to be quite the ship. And we have been taking reservations on the Edge for quite some time. So if you're interested in learning more about this unique experience, the ship is just going to be amazing when it comes into port. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Then we start moving into, we're going past now spring break. By now, you're set.
Right.
You should be going. You're leaving in a short while, right?
Yes.
So what? There is life after spring break.
you can go after spring break,
you
right?
You can do a lot after spring break. In fact, a lot of people do wait for spring break to be over. But this came across my desk, and I thought, wow. You know, we've had Alma River Cruises on here. And we've had Carlin from our office in here. And we've talked to Dave Dennison after a trip he took on Alma Waterways from Mama Call. And this just came out for the Rhine and the Moselle. So these are incredible journeys, these rivers. You know, if you want to go to Iceland, they have a complimentary two-night stay in Iceland. They're tying into these incredible river cruises. So Alma has this, and it's kind of almost a storybook village that you see when you're doing this. These rivers, the Rhine and Moselle rivers, are just, they're breathtaking. Now you're going to get to see Iceland scenery through all this epic experience in Europe. It's amazing. So that has come out, and they've got a great special for these complimentary two-night stay in Iceland. So please give us a call. We have our river cruise experts in our office, certainly Carlin Blue, we all know her, and Patty West and Patricia Martin. They're great at river cruising. And if you're interested, because there's some due dates that you want to make sure that you get a reservation in by, and they have some great dates that are traveling in August, October, July, May, all that. So give us a call. This might cross off several portions of the bucket list. And if Colleen was here, I'd be looking at her because she'd be shaking her head saying, that's a good way to do that.
According to at least watching some stuff of that Colleen is doing on her vacation on social media, she's checking off quite a few things from her bucket list.
Yeah, it's really good to know that she's having a grand time with that one.
Yes.
And you know, I've been asked recently about Cuba because there was a lot of things happening as far as you couldn't go, you couldn't do the land portion. The cruise lines have done a great opportunity here because Norwegian Cruise Line has come out with a wonderful Discover Cuba type of situation, wonderful cruise out there, and they are also adding, this is the ship that has the open bar, if you remember Lisa Presley's interview we've had with her.
Yeah,
it's an open bar. You get to choose from five free offers, like free shore excursions, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, free photo package. Friends and family sail free. There's so many details of this one. A lot of things that are happening, but they are sailing into Cuba. And they have some wonderful itineraries that take you a four-day Cuba overnight and Bahamas, or you do a four-day Cuba overnight and Key West. So great opportunity to do something if you're looking for that, hey, I didn't go away winter. There's still a lot of this left. So let us know what you're looking at. The other thing that has come up a lot, and how about, have you ever had a schedule change from an airline?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it happens a lot, and it's been happening more and more. Right now, we're experiencing weather again on the East Coast.
Yes.
When you take all of those basically airports and close them down or delay the flights, you're going to get some schedule changes. You're going to get some cancellations. And someone in our office made a comment the other day, and I thought this was all telling, because sometimes we expect people to understand that maybe don't travel that often what these things mean. And the airline, I guess, had called her. It wasn't someone that had made a reservation with us. And they called her and said, we have a schedule change. And they gave it to her. She goes, no, I'm sorry. I'll stick with the one I have. I don't think that the traveling public understands. They don't really give them an option sometimes. You know, some of those options could possibly be, if you can, if that's not something that's going to work, you can get a refund on it. You know, they all vary in certain ways. But I also thought, or the schedule change is something that kind of makes some sense. But there's not a lot that you can technically expect for a schedule change. Yeah. And that is what I think surprises people. It's not something where I'm going to hold out to get this a bigger voucher or do that. It's not necessarily that. It's what happens is the airline 12 months out decides they want to run this particular schedule. Okay, this is where they want their flights coming in and out of. This is their picture. 3 months prior to that, the airline can receive a call from the airport, which has slotted those in, who finalizes those slots.
Yeah.
Then you can start seeing schedule changes coming out, because maybe they can't accommodate exactly the way that they put their original plan out, but now the airport is saying, yeah, well, you have to go to slot at this particular times. Your schedule change can be a few minutes, or schedule change can be a few hours, and that is tough. I've been the recipient. I think we've all who have traveled have been the recipient of that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is sometimes it has to be almost a complete cancellation, because maybe you're only going for an overnight trip and they give you a schedule that means you're not going to leave until, like, you know, get in the next day.
Yeah.
Well, you had a meeting, you had something there, and they can refund. But I want our listeners to understand that before you accept the schedule change, which you really have to either make a decision, because you can't just, you know, say, hey, thanks for calling, but I'm going to stay with the one I have. You want to kind of make sure you understand the rebooking process of it, you know, and what they'll allow to you to rebook, or what they might say, okay, for this amount of money, yeah, we can also do that too. The $200 change fee is something that really surprises a lot of people when you find out that that is what the airline imposes. It's not what the travel agency community does. That's
an airline imposed.
And, you know, when you want to completely, and that happens when you want to completely cancel your flight, when you're making a decision to cancel because something's come up.
So there is an inconvenience fee.
Yeah.
For the travel, or for the airline.
Yeah. The airline's going to save some money.
Yeah.
They're going to hold back on that. So what they'll do is they'll say, okay, you know, you want to cancel. You've got this fare basis. This is what it cost you. By the way, now to rebook your flight, there's a $200 change fee and whatever the applicable airfare is at the time you're rebooking.
Uh-huh.
So that could go up. Chances are it really didn't go down,
right,
but it can go up. So understanding all that is really all telling to me is how can we expect travelers who don't travel that often to understand all this craziness?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's nuts. And so, you know, we find ourselves, especially in this season of the year with so many changes, so many schedules that are being canceled, so many things like that, really talking to a lot of our clients. And it's all telling, because it's a frustration. But unfortunately, air travel is still a great way to go.
Yeah, right.
And we hope that we don't encounter the weather situations,
right,
as much as we're doing right now.
And I think that's one thing. It's really difficult for folks to, you know, if you're sitting here and let's say you're leaving from Cherry Capital Airport,
mm-hmm,
and you're going, well, the weather's fine. Well, it's all,
yeah,
connected. It might not be fine for one of your connecting flights or for one of the flights that are coming in to pick you up and take,
right,
you wherever you're going. So, you know, just because it looks fine in your backyard doesn't mean.
No.
Exactly. You know, I had a question, and I know this might be a little bit odd, but that's sometimes what I do. I had a colleague who posted something on social media about how they had to exit the plane because there was something wrong with one of the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got back on the plane, they put up a sign that said, "Do not sit here." And I thought that that was really interesting because there was a lot of hubbub made over, okay, one of the seats is broken. Mm-hmm. So all you had to do was not have people sit there, but they had to take everyone off the plane with their luggage. Then they had to put the sign on, and then they had to make everybody go back on. And is that just all about, well, there might be something, are seats mechanical? Is that considered mechanical difficulties?
Well, in a sense, I mean, it's part of a plane that's right. not working, so they need to address it.
Yeah.
But that seems rather
seems
odd,
like
that they had them take all their luggage
right.
off, all get off.
They all had to get off the plane.
They thought that they weren't going to be able to use that plane for some reason.
Right.
Because maybe the crew was timing out. And that's another factor that comes into play. The crew can only work a certain amount of hours. And especially when they get delays and they're coming in late, you know, that turnaround that they may have to take out, well, maybe they were concerned with crew, mm-hmm. and that's why they got everybody off, because they were going to get mm-hmm. another plane, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've seen them come in for a seat,
yeah.
then have to get off.
Well, and that's,
and then they put a sign there and says,
don't sit here.
They probably were, wherever that plane was going, into maybe a hub location.
Yeah.
Had a better ability for parts and things like that to fix it.
I just thought that was really funny, and it just goes to show, I mean, this is something that we talk about every week here on this travel show, mm-hmm. That there's so much inside baseball going on in the world of travel, where you kind of go, I mean, even when you say, oh, you know, we can't take off, or this flight has been canceled or mm-hmm. delayed or whatever, and you realize maybe it's not weather, maybe it's because you did have a pilot that timed out, or you don't have a pilot for the mm-hmm. plane, which is kind of important to have.
Oh yeah, that crew is very important to have. Yes.
Yeah, but then they have their own rules that are involved, mm-hmm. and people just kind of think of it like, well, it's just kind of like a taxi. Mm-hmm. You know, I call and I need it, so pick me up and take me where I want to go.
And, you know, to go with your baseball analogy, we all hope that you get a home run
right.
every time you fly. But, however, there are strikes, errors, and all those things that go on in the industry.
Yeah, and sometimes you just got traded.
You just did.
That's just what happens. All right, Bonnie Pintozzi, happy birthday kickoff celebration for Mickey. Disney's icon. Everybody knows him. Really, seriously, 90 years old. I don't know that there's probably a single person out there that won't recognize Mickey Mouse.
I would agree with you on that one.
And it is a small world when it comes to Mickey Mouse.
Small world of travel everywhere we go.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll talk to you next week as we get ready. We're gearing up for spring break. But, you know, as Bonnie said, it's not too early to start thinking about spring break next year.
You bet.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi, the travel authority and Altour Company.